He played, you know, fairly well. There's still obviously some room for improvement, and you know, but he did what we think he's capable of doing, which is move the team, throw the ball accurately, run the offense, check out of bad plays, and then get us in the end zone there. Obviously, we did it in the first drive, and then we had a chance, you know, right there before half. And, you know, I think we – I don't know if we were out of bounds on the one in the back of the end line or the ball ended up on the ground, but, you know, we had a chance there, and then, you know, we ended up going for it on fourth down. So, questionable whether he should do that or not on fourth down in the second quarter. But, again, if he gets sacked, you know, they got the ball there anyway. Everybody who was ready and able to play in this game was here, and all the guys that we deemed not ready and able stayed back home.
Ready and able, including injury and other things, or just injury?
Both.
What's next for him?
Practice on Tuesday. Sure.
And you do expect him to practice?
Absolutely. I think they, you know, we started the game again, giving them a little bit too much, and then I thought we did shore up some things in a running game. The run defense was physical. We didn't let them bounce the ball out or cut it back, which we talked to our you know, our defense about all week. This is a cutback bounce out type of a running game, and thought they held that in check for the most part. You know, it comes back to playing complementary football. We put them in a bad situation a number of times there with, you know, a couple turnovers, and you know, and then they the defense gave up, you know, the 2-minute drive, you know, that they made a couple nice plays on that drive. But I think we're getting the right idea of how we want to play defensively. There's definitely some good things to build on, and like every phase right now, there's plenty to improve. Yeah, I mean, Eddie is definitely going to be, you know, a factor in the return game, whether it be kickoffs or punts. And then both of the young kids, you know, they've done some good things. And then tonight they had a couple bobbles, and, you know, nobody likes that. And Kenny dropped one on the ground and gave him the ball. So, you know, we'll look at everything and evaluate that whole situation.
The turnover margins, they
can turn on both sides. Yeah, certainly. That's something we've talked about, you know, a ton, and maybe we haven't talked enough about it, or maybe we talked too much about it. I don't know. But, you know, down three in both games now, certainly something we want to try to fix, and we'll address it, you know, as early as we possibly can on Tuesday, and try to fix that, because, you know, you're not going to win many games losing three turnovers and then not getting any on defense. I don't really care about the yards. You know, the points and the production, you know, in situational football down there in the red zone, you know, we didn't stop them in 2-minute defense. You know, we weren't as good as we wanted to be, obviously, on third down on either side of the ball. So, you know, just turnovers, anytime you turn the ball over like that, you're going to be, you know, you're going to put yourself in a hole. So yards don't really mean a whole lot. They didn't have to go nearly as far for their points as we did, you know, and that's our fault. So it starts with the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just a... That was a simple miscommunication. You know, he thought I was saying one thing and I was saying something different. And so rather than end up with a penalty on third and a yard, just call the timeout and try to get it right. And we got the first down. I was trying. I guess he couldn't hear me.
You play your starters a little long, the first two games a little longer than most do. Is that mm-hmm. new system?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've talked to our players. I mean, they're doing a lot of these things for the first time. You know, we put the defense back out there. They had another red area possession, you know, where they had to try to play red area defense. And offensively, we tried to get a couple things, you know, called and run that we came in and adjusted at halftime. You know, so we want our players to understand how we're going to coach, how we're going to play, what kind of things we're going to try to do at halftime. And, you know, we don't want to wait till Cincinnati, you know, to start doing that. So, you know, we told them be ready to go as long as we feel like it's necessary to go out there and get some things accomplished, and they did.
Are you looking forward to this week? Not looking forward to it in light of the Jay Cutler, the hoopla, and all that?
It's another. I'm looking forward to this week because there's another list on my desk in there of things that we have to fix. You know, and there were some things tonight that we had really coached hard this past week, and I thought there was some progress, and that's good to see. That means your players are understanding what you're trying to get to them, and you know, we obviously have plenty of things now to work on. You know, coming out of this game. No, I think in the preseason, I think the list kind of gets new every week. You know what I mean? You make a few new mistakes this week that we didn't last week, and we certainly improved plenty of things that we talked about improving from San Francisco. So there's good and bad, and you know, after two preseason games, I think the list is probably about where it should be. You know. Say it again.
Do you need a win just to reward them?
I mean, we'd always like to win the game. I mean, for sure. But you know, and we're gonna play our butt off next week and try to get a win. So wins come when you play well and don't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, that's simple, and coach well too, and coach well. So we gotta coach better, we gotta play better, and hopefully we'll make more progress next week. Kyle's a confident guy. Kyle knows how well he knows our system, and Kyle feels comfortable with the guys around him. You know, we've got some talented players on the offensive side of the ball, and Kyle fits in well with them. So, you know, I don't think confidence is an issue for him ever. Wasn't last week. Wasn't after last week's game. And I think he acquitted himself fairly well tonight. You know, and you know, we're only going to try to get better. You know, we're not going to stop here. And he has work to put into. They'll be in tomorrow. They'll be in, the day we get back, whatever that is.
But not on the field.
No, not on the field. We'll be lifting and meeting. Good. What's that? I don't know. I just kind of felt like it today before the game. All right, guys. Thanks.